Some authors put the H some other stone, so it's B-A-N-G-T, okay, that's the capital of the Sikkim state here, and only one motor road runs from that area to the rest of India, except that there isn't any air transport nor any railway system. And so I shall call my fellow Lepchans and we shall discuss more about them in due time.
Oh, we're working very hard, clearing the ground.
Clearing the ground? Oh, I see. Can I help you?
Why not?
You can pull the weeds out.
I see.
You can pick up the charred wood. And then I can be more useful.
Oh, don't you get tired working like this all morning?
Oh, my back is almost broken. We have been working too long. I think we all need a good rest.
Yes, I think so.
Let's go in the house and drink some tea.
Wait, why don't you come to my house and have some drink, will you?
Thank you very much.
Most welcome to my house, Mr.
Sure.
Wonder if someone could close the door.
I think that we have worked so hard that we should tell some stories since we have done all this weeding.
You tell some stories, Tapur. I'm a very good storyteller.
Do you always tell stories at the end of your work like this?
Yes, it is a custom among our people.
Why don't you drink your tea, Ras?
I will, but look out there to the west. See Kinchinjunga.
How was that again?
Kinchinjunga.
Kinchinjunga.
The giant mountain. Its peaks have snow-white snow are like the giant domes of a great monastery. And it was up in Kinchinjunga long, long, long ago when the twin peaks, Kamutsing and Iptomu, married and had children. One boy and one girl. They married each other, and this was a very, very bad thing because they were brother and sister. And so it is only natural.
Excuse me, did you say the pigs?
No, I say the son and the daughter of this marriage.
I see.
They married themselves and had many children. But because they were brother and sister, all offspring were Mung. Oh, this means like devil, very bad. So naturally, the mother would not suckle them at her breast as they were devils. But finally, after many years, they had a child who was not a Mung, and they loved this child. And the mother suckled him at her breast. But the brothers and sisters, who were devils, were very jealous. And they killed this son and buried him. And when the mother and father found this out, they could endure life no longer and separated from one another and went to separate peaks on Kinchinjunga. And then later the mother called a conclave of all the children and said that she would give them permission to eat the souls of human beings. But on the other hand, if human beings made sacrifices to them, that they would have to accept the sacrifices and be good to those human beings. All heard this except Don Mun, and this was the Mun of leprosy, and that is why there is no cure for leprosy today. And it was out of this original marriage, long, long ago, that later Kim Mun Sing, the father, created man and woman, and it is from them that all people, including us Lepshas, have originated. But I am being too serious. I would rather tell you a more lighthearted story. This one is about the monkey and the leopard and why they have always been enemies. It all started long ago, way up in a tree, when a stork and a monkey decided to have a shouting contest. And the stork was way up high in the tree and went, "Whoo, whoo, whoo!" And the monkey lower down went, "Yahoo, yahoo, yahoo!" And then the stork again went, "Whoo, whoo, whoo!" and shouted so loud that the monkey fell down out of the tree into the mud. And he became so trapped in the mud that he could not get out. And so he cried to all the animals of the forest, first to the elephant, "Help, help, get me out of this mud. I'm dying, help me." But the elephant just lumbered by, waved his trunk and laughed, "Hoo-ah!" and went right by. And so then a lion came by a little bit later, and the monkey was still down in the mud. And the lion looked at him, and the monkey said, "Please, please, take me out of this mud. I'm dying. You can cook me and make a good meal out of me." But the lion just growled. He had just eaten out in the forest, and he went, and walked right by. Well, by this time, the monkey was very tired and very weak, and he saw a leopard come up, and he said, "Please, please, leopard, help me out of here. I will make the most delicious meal for you. You will eat me and make me into a tasty stew, and I will be tempting to your palate. Oh, please, get some rocks, make a pit, cook me, burn me, I beg of you." And the leopard had not eaten all that morning, and he thought, maybe this is a good idea. So he said, "What shall I do first?" And the monkey said, "First dig a pit, then get some heavy rocks, put them down in the pit, and then get a piece of bamboo and use this for a spit to hang me on." The leopard proceeded to do this, and when he was all finished, he dragged the monkey out of the ground and put him on the bamboo. The fire was roaring by this time, and the monkey, who had no intention of dying, whispered very quietly to the moon of the bending bamboo, the spirit in the wood, and said, bending bamboo, come to my aid. Bend me up high, away from the fire." And the bending bamboo took pity on the monkey and bent low down, brought the monkey up high, way, way high in the air, bending high, high above the leopard's head. And then the monkey defecated on the leopard's head. Well, naturally, the leopard didn't like this and was very, very angry and said, I hate you, monkey, and from this time I resolve to kill you and all of your descendants." And that is why to this very, very day, the monkey and the leopard are terrible enemies and will always kill each other when they get a chance in the forest.
Those are very good stories. Do you know some more,
Tafur? Oh, I know many stories. As a matter of fact, this reminds me of a story about the origin of one of our stoves. Which is, of course...
Can you tell you what is a stove?
This, of course, is the household to which we all belong. And, of course, all of us here belong to Chalamandal's soul, which means that we all belong to the same household. We live here, and he is the big father.
And but what does this consist of? So, who are the members? The father and the mother, and who are the members? Only members of the immediate family, or do you get somebody else? Let's say your uncle's...
I don't know,
somebody.
Uncle, immediate. Many people, brothers, wives, children.
But he will not be happy if you interrupt him.
Tafur is a great storyteller, likes to talk and not be interrupted.
Yes, because this is another story about a monkey, and this happened way down there by the Talung River, which of course is very low, and we have some fields down there. I own 2 fields down there, and it's very bad down there, except that the crops grow good. And it happened long, long ago that there was a woman who went swimming in this river, in the pool of the river where the rocks form a nice place for bathing, and she met a monkey there. And she was lying on a rock, and they laid with one another. And naturally had children, but all of these children were part monkey and part man. So naturally they could crawl way high up into the mountains, into Kinchinjunga and the other peaks. And it so happened that down from the north in Tibet came 7 men who wanted to rule the land. But first, there was much honey, and they wished to take this honey. So these monkey men children said to them, "We will go up and you will stay here on the slope of the mountain and we will get the honey for you." And so they had to stay there because they could not crawl up. Their feet could not hold in the slope. And the monkey men children went up and they took out the honey, but they let all the bees go down, and the bees swarmed down the mountainside and stung and stung and stung and stung all the Tibetans and killed them, every one, all 7. And that is why that Salun So remained victorious at that time for many years. But you know, this makes me think of what we call Intsong. Intsong we have sometimes in our village, which is a special kind of friendship, usually between 2 men. They decide to help one another, to share their crops, and that's called Intsong. Well, it happened many years ago that a blackbird and a crab made Intsong with one another to hunt wild boar. And they went out in the forest, and blackbird said, "I take wide path, you take narrow path, crab." So blackbird come down wild path, cluck, 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 goes up behind wild boar, goes back in back, but gets only one hair from back of wild boar, does not kill. So crab says, "This no good, I take wide path, you take narrow path." So crab takes wide path, goes down behind wild boar, comes up behind back on neck, pat, kills immediately. They want to eat, but must cook, have no fire, must go to Samung Mung, who own firebrand. Go to Samung Mung, say, "Please borrow fire, must have firebrand." Samung say, "Sure, okay, give firebrand." But Samung Mung think, must be some reason, need firebrand for something. Secretly in woods, follow crab and blackbird, follow sparks from firebrand to where hunt wild boar. Get to place where wild boar is, and then blackbird see Samung Mung come, fly back in forest, get piece raw wild latex, very stretchy, like rubber. Take piece latex, throw whoop, over Samung Mung, trap her in there, inside. Samung Mung, very mad, decide she killed blackbird and crab. So she go away, hide, take needle and thread, and sew up anus. Decide she come river Talung, drink up all water, and find crab on bottom of river. Drink up all water, poor crab, he dying. He go, "Oh, I can't breathe." But friend of Intsong, blackbird, see this from way up on high, run down in back of Samung Mung, see lacing, stitching in anus, go pick up, all water goes, roar, blood, and naturally Samung Mung get all wet and say, "This no good, I must do something." So she goes back, gets piece of latex, same latex, which very rubbery, can't be broken, she put over her anus, come back again to river, drink up all water. This time blackbird say, "Aha, I do it first time, I do again." Flies down, peck, in anus, but gets stuck in wild latex. Can't break, terrible. Flap, flap with wings, can't get out, I'm trapped. Samung Mung, take blackbird, put in cage, bang, drink up water, catch crab, and take away to house. Many months, she very bad, watch them dying. So one day, crab doing very bad, very unhappy, has no water for a long time, can't breathe, and say, "Oh, I'm sick, I'm dying." Blackbird look out of cage and say, Samuel Moon, look at poor Crab, my insong friend. He die now. You must do something for him. So Samuel Moon say, I must look, bends over Crab like this. Blackbird reaches through cage, goes right on neck of Samuel Moon and holds there tight. Crab goes, opens cage, and then kills Samuel Moon. Crab go back to river, Blackbird go back to forest, and that's where they are today.
Very good. Take some cheat, you need it.
I need cheat. This is very good cheat, big mother.
Why don't we give cheat to our...
Yes, I'd like to taste it.
One glass for this. I put one glass for him.
This we call pai chu. Pai chu.
What do you call it?
We call pai chu. Made
the container
made from bamboo,
I see.
Cut with ban, curve, cut, cut, bamboo,
yes.
Right under notch,
yes.
Bottom pai chu, drink pahit,
yes.
Pahit.
What was this?
Pahit.
You call it pahit, yes.
What you call filter top?
Yes.
No get, no get maize, yes. In mouth. Very good. How do you make this stuff?
I make the best in town. It's very complicated, though.
Why she no make as good as you?
I make the best. She used to
mother-in-law, big mother, she know how.
How you make?
Who is she?
You know, Tapor. First you take the millet husk, and then you walk on it. You've walked on it. And you get all the little grain off. And then you put it in a basket, and you wash it in a stream. And then you put it in a big copper pot. You cover it over with water and you boil it over a fire until the millet grain has absorbed all the water. And you remember, you know when it's absorbed all the water because you dip the spoon in the middle when it comes out dry. Then when this is done, you get a bamboo mat out and you dump the whole thing, pot and all, on the bamboo mat. And you leave it that way for an hour. You want to know this for your country?
Yes, sure.
All chi not same.
Some people make good cheese.
She makes sour
cheese. She doesn't use the right kind of yeast.
She does
mother. She doesn't use the right kind of yeast.
She's your mother-in-law. Is she your
not
mother-in-law?
My real mother-in-law, but I call her that.
How is it? How is your relation?
You want to know how to make cheese?
Okay, you can make good cheese, but let us discuss. Discuss. You said she was your mother-in-law.
I call her mother-in-law.
You call her mother-in-law. What is she actually?
You want to know the truth? I was learning to be a lama. As you know, I'm
afraid you're reminded of the story now.
No, no story, this truth. I'm Omzet. Omzet, as Omzet, take care of all money, monastery, like them, and other matters. So, it was difficult to marry at this time, and Chalamandal, his wife, no children, very bad, and have ceremony, try and get children, call in Mun for a ceremony, no children, not work, not good. So he make me present of his wife.
Mandal?
I gave him. She was my wife, I gave him.
So you gave this wife to Tafur?
Mandal is Tafur's brother.
I see. Mandal is Tafur's brother.
Yes, older brother.
So he gets better wife. New wife.
He got a good wife and gave that one to you.
Have children.
I see.
No children.
Are you happy now?
But I have to abstain from sex very often. To make rain come. And make rain stop hail. It's very hard. Have to be celibate, abstain from sex, long time, very long, sometimes 2 days. How do you like our house?
Well, it looks very nice. I have never seen houses as big as this around here.
How do you
in the village? It must be the biggest house, I see. It's
the
house.
Who makes the house? Do you make the house yourself, or somebody else makes the house for you?
Everybody.
You make it all together, everybody in the village, or the whole family?
Many people come out.
I see. More than whole family. Everybody from village.
Everybody
knows everybody else.
What material do you use? How do you make the house? Can you tell me how you make
the
house?
You see, you came in here, you came up the ladder, and we have high off ground because we keep our
animals underneath.
They sleep there. And of course, except when monsoon and cold weather come, then animals go away, and we just let them wander up mountain slopes, but they come back. No worry there. We use much bamboo, we use twine we tie together, and we use straw, make roof.
And plaster for the walls.
Thatch.
We start out with tree trunks, five tree trunks, and the four corners and one in the middle.
I see.
And then we build a floor out of bamboo, and it's woven. And then you build it into sort of the hillside, so under you close all sides but one side. That's where the animals come underneath.
When you walk up here, you see do house. Very little house.
Little house. Little lecture house.
This is for house moon.
Evil spirit has house.
Evil spirit. So we make nice house, him comfortable. He stay away from us.
I see. So the evil spirit stays out there and he doesn't come and disturb.
That's right. We just take food to him twice a year. And he stays away, food and money, and everything.
What kind of food do you eat most of the time, by the way?
Rice.
You eat rice.
Rice.
I see. You are working on the field. That was rice.
That's right.
That you are working on.
Dry rice.
Do you grow?
Wet rice.
Do you grow only rice? Is that the only crop that you have?
No, we grow anything.
Anything.
We have cardamom. We have wet rice.
And what's that
have
again?
Cardamom.
This we sell most.
This is
for
money. That's for money.
That's for
yeah,
money.
Rupees.
So
we have
rice.
Yeah.
We have rice.
And
wet rice and dry rice.
Wet rice and dry rice. What is the difference between them? How do you make them?
One
tastes different. Wet rice. Nice
taste.
Dry
wet
rice
is new. We have only had it for...
What are you doing though now? This way.
Counting.
What is that?
How many years?
I see.
Not too many years we have had.
And the wet rice is out on the terraces, far away from the house, in the hillside.
We have to build these terraces.
The mountain
so
is
that
too
we can,
steep.
We can flood the terraces. The mountain is
we
so
have
steep,
to cut
the
it
first can't be flooded.
The mountain. And then we flood it, and then we can make wet rice.
We sell them to pay so that they will pay taxes.
You pay that. You sell the rice, and then you get them, and then you pay taxes. That's all. I see. Now, about how many times do you grow the rice? How many crops do you raise? And this rice that you were weeding this morning, when
we
did
weren't
eating
rice, we were clearing the field this morning.
You were clearing the field.
That's right.
We clear the field.
Clear the field and get it ready for
first
dry rice.
You cut down all the weeds and things with a sickle.
Yes.
And the men cut down the big things. The women clear the field mostly.
I see.
And then we burn it.
They use sickle, carry it back, and sash.
And then we take out all the charred wood, and we take out all the weeds, and then we take a pointed stick and make a hole and put the rice in there, and then our crop grows from the dry rice, which we put in, from the rice seed, put in there.
I see. Now, this wet rice, is it all the same, or do you have different kinds of wet rice?
We have different kinds of wet rice.
You have different kinds of wet rice.
So we have some that go to the higher terraces, and we have some that have to be put in terraces down in the valley because it's warmer.
Down in the valley, all our terraces, one next to each other. I have one, Chalamandal has one, Datup has one, Rigna has one, then I have another.
Sometimes women also have their own little
children
have their own places.
So, in one household, in one soul, there will be about two or three.
Two. Everybody has two. Many have many more.
Many more rice fields. I see.
Many.
Now, how do you eat the rice? Do you boil it and eat it, or do you put something? Do you add
make
something?
Many ways to fix.
Make a little
water.
Cereal mash for children.
Grind it up and make it into a pudding.
Sometimes we put it with milk and make a where they sometimes boil puffed rice and we eat milk, meat, and vegetables.
Make pancake, take out in field cold. After morning, eat out in field. At night, much better. Drink tea at night.
Fish.
Not at day. Much meat at feasts.
You eat much meat at feasts. What kind of meat? What animals do you have?
Ox,
or meat?
Oxen,
pigs, chickens.
Boar, chickens.
For feasts, usually oxen. Pigs every day. Although not a lot of meat. People don't eat a lot.
You must
meat.
Come to feasts. Much fun.
Oh.
Yes.
Really,
much
really.
Much chi, much.
Yes,
laughter.
Like
some other man came asked many stupid questions some time
Nobody
ago.
Has the answer to them.
And no. And besides, everybody knows them anyway. He come and we have big feasts all night long, all day, and we drink much chi. We have prayers out of boom, and then we go out in the forest. See a different girl we like, and maybe not supposed to sleep with her, but you know, feast, it's different. And we have good time, old men, very silly, lift up gown, show parts, nobody care, they laugh. Young children, maybe almost a man, but not quite, come up to my wife and say, let's go out in field. She laughed like anything. We all laughed. She take out breasts, squirt milk in his hat. Very funny. We all enjoy that very much. And people go to sleep, fall on the ground, eat too much. And in morning, stupid man asks many questions, come out. And you remember what he say at that time? He say, I say, this looks like Amstead Eve after August bank holiday. What that mean? You have the same thing where you're from?
What did you say again? I didn't hear.
You have same feast where you're from?
Yes, we have lots of feasts.
What happened there?
Tell me about your feast, Tafur. You said you had feast. When do you have this feast? Do you have them just every time you feel like having one?
No, we
special time.
We have special time. We have feast for marriage. We have feast for death. We have feasts every month.
Feast for birth.
Kinchen Junga once a month, but then another feast once each year. Again for Kinchen Junga, but this war dance feast with sword, prayers, mantra. Make torma, go sum, very beautiful. We have sometimes ceremony for stop rain, stop hail, stop rain much harder. take me long time. I learned this after instruction over, they put me in a dark room, dark place. And I stay there many days, no food. I want to relieve self, no go out, right there. In room, must stay squat position, maybe 8, 9 days, 10 days. Finally come out and say want food, don't want food. Say take soup, drink soup, get sick, no good, but get strong. After sickness, and then no spirits, mung, stop, hain, rain, and hail.
We also have a feast. If, for instance, somebody cannot pay his tax, he prepares a big feast, and everybody goes there, eat, and then give him money, contribution, so that he'll be able to pay his taxes. That's also a big feast, plenty of cheap, plenty of food, everything.
As far as a woman goes, may I say that Wei In So, big mother, she wife, elder brother, Shala. If not In So, I sleep with her when I want, except if do when he's there. Not so good, he don't like that. Not in good taste. Wait till he goes on trip, then much better. Sometime in forest. But we insane so she mother no can sleep. That's what you call that.
You mean incest?
Ah, that's the kind of thing. Yes.
It's not insane house. It's all right.
It's all right.
Because it's all right for a man to sleep with his.
Big mother.
They live in the same house. They call her mother. But if they live in different houses, he can sleep with his elder brother's wives.
And
or younger brothers.
Many times.
That's the way they're taught.
What happened? One time, man comes to see younger brother sleep with his wife, and him know about it. And someone say, "You mad? You very angry?" And you say, "No. How he learn? Let's get good training like that from experienced person." But we learn that early, very early. So many years, we usually learn from older brother sister if we have. Sometimes though, we sleep with women we're not really supposed to, and it's bad. But we don't worry too much. But then, way out in forest, nobody around, very fast, kind of nice, kind of different, you know. And then two women, men come different villages, sleep with them, that's all right.
If I'm not in, you can't sleep with my wife.
If you're not in, you can't, the younger brother, he's your younger brother, isn't he?
But not because we live in the same house. If you didn't live in the same place,
so the younger brother can sleep with his older brother's wife, and that's not too bad.
Does she have many elder brothers, many wives? Very good.
The younger brother's wives, that's bad.
The older brothers?
Cannot sleep with the younger
brothers. I see, so the older brothers cannot sleep with the
elder. And he can't sleep with his elder sisters.
Some not sleep and know about life till...